It's on the latch. Come in and leave them on the doorstep. I'll be there in a second.
Alice?
Ah, did your girl think I was going to jump her or something? She's the one that told me to come in, you know.
What's he doing here?
Lavelle, this is my wife. She has a name and is standing right here. You could ask her yourself.
My question was actually rhetorical.
That's a big word for a little...
What?
I was expecting the Ocado delivery man. He just called to say... Why am I explaining myself? I don't expect to find my husband's attacker standing in my living room.
That's the great thing about life, isn't it? Each day is a school day, as my granddad used to say.
Lavelle, can I ask you to have a little respect, please? You're in my home.
We can ask for what we like.
It's okay, darling. Sorry about that. We're good.
It's a bit dangerous leaving a door on a latch.
Your probation officer said you'd be here at 2. I was expecting you 3 hours ago.
Just when you think something isn't going to happen, he just jumps up and kicks you in the ass. My granddad again. Well, he was Jamaican, so he said, "Ras."
And you are Jamaican? British? What do you guys call yourselves now?
Yeah, whatever. You got a big drum, innit?
What's a drum?
Gaff? House? Yard?
Ah. Thank you.
My pleasure. Why'd you have us meet at your house anyway? It took me ages to get here. Can we have hooked up at a probation office or something?
I don't like those places. I wanted you to come to my home. The habitat you would have taken away from me had you successfully stabbed me.
Can I just say, if you're wanting, wishing, waiting for me to say sorry and all of that, it's not my tings, yeah? Far as I see it, you manned it, you boxed me in my face, we cool. But I don't need or want no mentor or any of that other stuff.
Then why are you here?
Because you coerce me, innit? What's a man's to do? Go jailhouse or spend a few months with some dry do-gooder? Not hard when they put it that way, is it?
You have a very interesting vocabulary, Lavelle. That kind of, I don't understand, street black stuff. And then nice words.
Nice words? What the hell are they?
Ones I might not expect from someone your age.
Like?
Coerce.
My mum never allowed me to speak a black in the negative, so she taught me other words. In it.
May I ask that we ban the word in it from all our conversations? There are other ways to end sentences.
How many conversations are we planning to have?
As many as we need.
Oh, is this the bit where you inform me that through the shared power of your intellect and reasoning, you are going to penetrate parts of my psyche that no other has succeeded in reaching before, and in showing me the error of my ways with a new and sparkling clarity, I shall at once change my ways and never again carry a knife, shall I?
That was the plan, yeah. I also plan to dress up in blackface and dance for you in the hope of making you laugh so you could see that I'm a great guy that can come down to your level and communicate.
What's blacking up your face got to do with me?
Because you're a bit of a minstrel, aren't you, son?
I'm not your son.
You put on black war paint on the street, play the nigger so that we fear you, but most of all, we laugh at you. Yep, you're a little minstrel. But actually, my job, what I really want to do with you, is not scrape off that mask, but have you teach me how you wear it so well. I've read your school reports. Left with 11 A stars and you didn't even bother to go to college. Let's forget the bullshit and you teach me. School me. How you can live like that. Is that okay?
Is it true what I read in the Metro? You lost your job today.
No, I resigned. Sometimes a man has to accept the gifts placed before him.
Gifts?
The opportunity to sit back, relax, listen to an old soul record.
Now you're talking my language, Doug.
You think having permanent free time and a reasonably good career destroyed is your kind of language?
That's what you get, innit, for punching children.
I thought we agreed we weren't going to use that word.
At the end of sentences? That innit, my friend, was in the middle.
You have an answer for everything, don't you? Well, answer this. I see you as my gift. My gift to myself. Are you?
Yeah, all right, now you're sounding like a weirdo. You know I ain't afraid to defend myself.
Defending yourself? Is that what you call it? Defending yourself?
Oh, you're getting very close to treading down that road stereotypical of chastisement.
No. I said you're my gift and not my pupil. I know all about the postcodes. I know all about having to walk the street as if you own it, because if you don't, you'll be taken down. I know why you gripped up that boy in the shopping centre.
You don't know why I did that, so shut your mouth.
Pardon?
You heard me.
You ever seen the movie Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and...
Yeah, that movie's hard.
I've always wanted to do that. An experiment that shows I could take a kid out of the ghetto, introduce him to the higher things, and watch him grow before my very eyes.
I'm not your bloody experiment.
Okay. Button one, the shopping centre. Button two...
Stop fucking with me, Jeremy.
Don't swear with me.
You gotta be kidding.
No, I ain't.
Don't you mean no, you're not?
I come from a generation that believes in reciprocity. Know what that means, Lavelle?
Yes.
Well, even though you won't know how, you have helped me so much.
And what help do you think I need then, Winthorpe?
Winthorpe. Very good. You have watched the film. I don't know. You tell me what help you need.
I need help to get a drum like this and a pretty wife like...
Alice?
Alice. Pretty white wife.
That's not what you need.
You're absolutely right. I don't check Greg Yard. My mum would never let me back in the house.
I'll tell you what you need. See, I think you're already too deeply stained. Corrupt beyond redemption. But even when we're as stained as you are, we can help stop the rot in others.
Oh, well, that's a very flattering description. Thank you for that.
My pleasure. But that's what I think you need. You need to help others.
Is it? How do you know I'm not doing that already?
I don't. Like I said, school me.
My mum said you look like the kind of black man that ain't been near anything black for a lifetime.
Oh, you speak a lot about your mum, don't you?
Is that what it is? You've forgotten what it's like, so you want me to show you. It's easy to forget when you live in this large, innit? Sorry, isn't that so?
Do you know what I did before I was a celebrity?
Does it matter? You're famous now and that's all there is to know. I got glocked by a famous man, which makes me famous too.
You're famous because I hit you.
It don't matter what you do to get there, bruv. People stop me in the street and spub me.
Why?
I stood up to a big man.
But you were on the floor, bleeding.
All man's fall. It's how you get up that counts. It was me or you. You got to me first. Respect you. Like I said, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be number one in the YouTube charts.
And you're not disturbed by that?
Nope.
Not concerned that you're famous, as you call it, for waving a knife and being...
Bruv, you're not hearing. I'm 17. You're a big man. The shame's all yours. Anyway, look, you done your good deed. I met my victim. Can we just done this? I'll just tell my probo I'm here, sign whatever you got to sign, and we good. Ain't wasting your time, ain't wasting mine.
And what is it you have to do at 17 that an hour with me a week is such a drain on your schedule?
To tell you the truth, I don't feel comfortable here. I ain't comfortable with you people.
You people?
Middle-class white folk.
It may have passed your attention, but I...
My mum told me that the only kind of black people that are successful are the wannabes. They may be black to most people, but to those that can really see, those tainted ones, those stained beyond redemption, the mask is all apparent.
Then we have something in common, don't we?
Can we just call this quits, dude?
Afraid not. It seems I'm in need of lessons in blackness. So I'd like our 1 hour a week, please, to be dedicated to that endeavour. As you said, what's a man's to do? Go jailhouse or spend a few weeks with some dry do-gooder. It's kind of easy when you put it that way, isn't it? I'll see you on Wednesday. Don't be late.